Well, government doesn't have a lot of people to choose from when they're looking for contractors to build this stuff. And I think part of the problem is that the same people that are building drones are building websites. When government is building a website like this, they have to use a system called procurement, which is about 1,800 pages worth of regulation that all but ensures that the people who are building this stuff are the people with the best lawyers, not the people with the best programmers. And so, you know, you have this sort of fundamental lack of talent amongst the contractor ecosystem that's building this stuff, that it's bound to be bad work. That combined with the fact that in 1996, Congress lobotomized itself by getting rid of its technology think tank called the Technology Assessment Office. So when they're writing bills, they don't understand the technology that they're requiring in their laws. This is what you get when you have a Congress that is basically brainless on technology and government who can only pick from a few old stodgy contractors. You're bound to have this result. And in fact, the Standings Group came out earlier this week and pointed out that for all procurements over $10 million, 94% of them fail.